We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bud Light, Ide Bailey, by Have a Heart Nevada, and by Hometown Health. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, brought to you by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a Lexus today. Eric Musselman is with us. Is this a unicorn moment in the season, Coach? It's you have guaranteed games remaining in the regular season. You're going to go to two postseason tournaments. You have wrapped up one of the season's stated goals. You've repeated as regular season conference champions. Does this week start a little differently or feel a little bit different? Right? This is like a moment where you don't have to be as concerned about everything as you are kind of day to day, or is that just how normal people think?
No, I mean, I think we got to try to figure out how to keep getting better, and improve. We had a meeting this morning about, you know, our pick and roll switches, and, we allowed, Johnson, the point guard for UNLV, to dribble drive right, and we got to force him left a little bit better. So all these little things, really, John, is, it was awesome to celebrate in front of our own crowd. Doesn't happen often, and really proud that I know people are saying we've assured a tie of the league champ. Well, we've won the championship. We beat the team that could tie us twice. So there's no denying where we stand in the regular season. But we certainly want to continue to get better. We want to continue to try to get healthier. And that's where we're at.
There was a moment during the game yesterday where I thought about, when the Pack win this and it goes into the books, that Nevada was back-to-back regular season Mountain West champions. It'll become history, and it'll become a historical fact like other things in sport or in history in general. And you lose the sense when it becomes history that it wasn't inevitable. For example, people who were alive during the Second World War have said, yeah, that was actually really concerning. We didn't know the good guys were going to win. But for people like you and me, it's just a fact of history. That's how it went down. Share with everybody right now, for all of history, that this was not inevitable. You guys had to beat back tremendous challenges all season long as the defending champions of the conference. It was not an inevitability that you would be here.
No, I mean, it's hard. And you know, even at media day, I mean, we remember some things. And, you know, for instance, you know, when we were picked to win the conference, you know, San Diego State made the comment that, well, we'll see when teams go on the road who has the most T-shirt nights and who the promos are. You know, meaning, yeah, even though Nevada was picked number one, they're still not the – well – there was a T-shirt night in Boise. There was a T-shirt night in Santa Clara. I can go on and on and on.
They stormed the floor in Wyoming.
Right. So, you know, but we remember all that stuff. And you know, it's not easy to repeat regular season when you're talking about over an extended period of time. I certainly think the conference tournament, there's a lot of luck and matchups involved, but there's not any luck or matchups when you're talking about a full slate of conference play.
The great thing about sport is it allows us to immortalize instantly teams that are champions. Like this team is now, you know, one for the ages. This is a conference championship team. The defense of a title is like its own special wing of sporting history. I mean, have you been a part of a title defense before?
I don't think so. It's hard and it doesn't happen often. And you know, for us, we think we're going to be better next year. And so we hope that this thing just keeps moving along. And that's what we'd like to do. And we'll see what happens, though. But again, John, I mean, I think it's really important that now that this regular season fight to try to win the conference is over now, it's how do we beat UNLV and how do we beat San Diego State?
The Governor's Series, presented by Envy Energy and Barrick Gold, is an all-sport competition between the Wolfpack and UNLV. The unique competition considers classroom and on-field and on-court achievements. Follow the standings at NevadaWolfpack.com/Governor's Series. I had the Mountain West Conference Commissioner Craig Thompson on with me at halftime during the Colorado State game. And before we went on the air, I asked him, as I ask everybody I interview, here's what I want to talk about. I want to ask you about multiple bids for the conference. I'm going to ask you about the conference tournament. And is there anything else you'd like to discuss? And he was adamant that we discussed on the air, which we did, Nevada's scheduling this year. There have been times where you have said Nevada's scheduling has been too aggressive. It has been maybe too much. But now that we're on the precipice of March, do you still feel that way?
No, I mean, I think it was great. You know, it worked out great for us going to Texas Tech, even though we didn't win, playing TCU in a neutral site game. We didn't travel too far, basically Lubbock, Texas, so guys didn't miss too much school in the non-conference, which is great. Sometimes when you travel all over the place or you travel cross-country, it can really hurt you. It can hit you in multiple games. So we tried to really do things geographically that made sense for the guys academically, and it worked out great. And then the conference play has really worked out, and we'll see what happens.
Well, what does it mean that the commissioner of the conference is wanting to talk about that in the media? I mean, this is the guy that's responsible for the brand of the Mountain West, and he wants the Mountain West to be represented in the big tournament as much as possible, and he's telling people, hey, look at what Nevada did. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, and he came in the locker room before and complimented what we had done. And because we were willing to take on challenges, we're not playing Division II teams anymore. We're going to Texas Tech. We're playing TCUs. We're going on all these road trips that you can trip up just because you're on the road at Irvine, at Santa Clara, at Pacific. Those are not easy places, at Hawaii. And he specifically pregame brought up our game at Hawaii, how dangerous of a game that was with long travel. Although we did that travel over the holiday break, so guys would not miss much school.
The RPI today is 15 in both polls. Nevada is 21. Are you guys established enough now that we can have the classic media conversation about respect for Nevada?
I have no idea how you could drop when you win two games, but that's what happened. And And, you know, we'll continue internally to promote the program as much as we can and get the word out from our end on what we've accomplished and what our home record is, what our road record is, where guys rank nationally, all those things our staff continually tries to pump out so that we can continue to educate everybody across the country. Because obviously when you're on the West Coast, your games are later and people that are voting on the East Coast might not get to watch you play much. And so, you know, we'll continue to try to spread the word of who Nevada is.
I want to take for a moment to talk about Colorado State. First of all, victory is meaningless without the risk of defeat, A. And B, the Rams had a great competitive spirit on Sunday, and I thought it made your victory more meaningful. I mean, you talk about a group of kids that have been decimated by circumstance. When they played hard, I thought it was actually just a wonderful moment for college basketball and for the conference. And you guys handled, as you have handled all year long, everybody's best shot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the reality is they were coming off a 33-point home loss to Boise. And Nixon's a guard that I have unbelievable respect for. I thought last year he was one of the top guards in the league. He's been hurt and hasn't played very well. His first game back after the long injury was against us at their place, and he went 1 of 7. He's really, really struggled, and he got hot and played like he did last year. And so, you know, you expect that of a team. I mean, look, the one thing we've learned is when you're ranked and you're in first place, you get everybody's good shot. Nobody's coming in here wondering, hey, we can just come in here, roll the ball out, and win. They come in here and know if you don't come ready to play, you know, it's not going to be a fun 2 hours. And so we're getting everybody's shot, and you know what? For the most part, we've stood up and done a good job protecting our own turf.
We'll have more with Eric Musselman after this. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
Don't miss your shot to win big. Enter the Nissan Diehard Fan Sweepstakes to win a 2018 Rogue, custom wrapped in your team's colors. To enter, go to NissanUSA.com/DiehardFanSweepstakes for your shot to win today. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Nevada Wolfpack. No purchase necessary. Ends 3/31/18. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older.
As the region's healthcare leader, Renown Health has grown to more than 300 providers in 20 locations across northern Nevada. Our insurance company, Hometown Health, offers a wide range of individual, family, and group plans, plus programs to promote the total health of its members. Together, we're working to build healthier communities and a healthier Nevada. As the official insurance plan and healthcare partners of the Wolfpack, we're making sure every victory is a healthy one. Go Pack!
Hey sports fans, whether you're packing up for the tailgate, headed into the stadium, or yelling at the TV with your friends, Bud Light has got you covered. Because win or lose, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to pick up the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Bud Light, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Introducing the all-new Lexus RX 350L, designed for room. Room for a power folding third row. Room for up to seven. And room for the unexpected. The three-row RXL. It's the RX with room for more. Experience the innovative RXL and RXL hybrid. See Dolan Lexus.
RX 450HL arriving spring 2018.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus, Eric Musselman is with us. Cody Martin, Mountain West Player of the Week. He was a rebound away from a triple-double against Colorado State. Can you tell me about how it went down that he got placed on Nixon in the second half?
He wanted him, you know, and we needed him to guard him, and he did a great job. I thought, he blocked shots, is so long. And Hallis got in foul trouble as well, so we kind of had to make a decision on who was going to guard him. And we did not want Cody on him the whole game because he played 40 minutes, and that would have been a little bit much having him run the point for us and to guard their point guard. So, decision that was made that, worked out really well for us for sure.
One rebound away from a triple-double. I mean, you guys have had some dominating individual performances all year long from many different players. Cody, especially now running the point, you've worked in pro basketball. You know what people are seeing from him now, that the vast spectrum of skills he brings to bear in a basketball game. It's really remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, he does so much for us. He does a little bit of everything, and he's done a remarkable job of playing the point, because when you're that size and you've been playing power forward so much, and then you go to the point and you have the ball in your hands, it's pretty remarkable what he's done, and he loves doing it. I mean, you can see the joy of him playing the point position for us, and it's been really neat to see.
Let's talk about post game. I was thinking about notable American men over 50 who spend a fair amount of their public time with their shirts off. And I was thinking Iggy Pop, Anthony Kiedis, who's the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Eric Musselman. Am I missing anybody?
The thing is, it's kind of become a tradition. Yeah. We have a little bit of fun with it. It's kind of taken on a little national, pop of its own, and
purely by accident, right?
Yeah, exactly. All by accident, yeah. For sure.
The first matchup with UNLV, you said your season would not be defined within the context of the rivalry. That was before the first game this year. That ended up being your only home loss. Is it fair to say, even if you don't win in the rematch tomorrow in Las Vegas, that the rivalry takes a backseat to the larger body of work accomplished by your team this year?
Look, I mean, we understand, I've stated it over and over. I love all of sports. Like, if football plays, I'm at every football game. TJ Bruce's games, if I'm in town, I'm going to watch a baseball team. Volleyball, I'll go watch a couple of volleyball. Like, I love, and so I understand the ramifications and what the boosters and alumni feel about this UNLV-Nevada rivalry. However, now we're going to their place. They got us in a game that could have gone either way in game one here in Reno. But just as I stated before, if we win there or lose there, it can't define what goes on. We got to get ready for San Diego State, win or lose. Once we get back to the hotel Wednesday night, we got to start thinking about how do we beat the Aztecs in San Diego in front of what we think will be a sellout. So, it's a big game. It means a lot to everybody. But for our players and our coaches, it's a 40-minute game, and you go out and do what you've done all year, which is try to play as hard as you can, try to make as many shots, and try to limit the opposing team from making shots. It really is that simple to some degree. And hey, we get it. If we win, there's going to be a lot of people that are extra happy. And if we don't win, there's going to be people that are extra upset about it. But we'll prepare to the best of our ability, and our guys will be ready. But we got to try to figure out a way to be healthy as we possibly can. For instance, what we did on Monday in our preparation, if we can't do that much. I mean, we had guys play 40 minutes, and we have seven guys that were playing in a rotation. Today, Tuesday, we can't do that much. And now you're talking about a Wednesday shoot-around where you're not going to do much. So our preparation is drastically scaled back.
I mean, are you going to go full Popovich? Are you sitting guys?
I'm not going to do that at all. We're going to try to go win the game for sure. I mean, I think that's what you have to do. That's what we will do. But we're going to go Popovich in practice for sure and rest guys and try to do it the smart way.
One of the Eric Musselman truths of basketball that I've learned this year. I mean, I am paying attention, Coach, even though I ask you the same question.
I know you are.
I know that game two doesn't have anything to do with game one when teams play a series. During a season. But I think I've only heard you invoke that when Nevada has won the first meeting. Because you lost the first meeting with UNLV, does that truth still hold? Or is there kind of more fertile soil to cultivate a strategy for game two because you lost the first one?
No, I think it holds true regardless. I mean, I really do. I think, at the end of the day, for us, we didn't have our leading score, and so it changes how we do things and who we go to. But there are things from game one that we know we got to get better. I mean, we know we've got to do a better job on Mooring. I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, so there's things that anytime you play a game, you got to get better at. So we know we got to get better in certain things, and we will get better in certain things. And UNLV is looking at the tape, and they're going to play a certain way as well. So, to me, it's a game of adjustments. It's a game of tinkering. But it always comes down to making shots. And so we got to make more shots than they do.
Real quick, you'd mentioned getting healthy. How's Kendall Stevens? That injury is, I think, a little bit more complex than was initially reported.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people thought that, some of these injuries we've overstated. Now we got people saying we understated Kendall's. Well, the bottom line is with Kendall is he's going to have season-ending surgery, and it affected his shot. And so hopefully as we continue to play, he'll get more and more comfortable with something that's not comfortable on your hand.
But he will have to have surgery at the end of the season?
Yes, as of right now, the word is it definitely has to have surgery.
He's the head coach, Eric Musselman. Stay with us. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
Hey, Wolfpack fans. I hope you're as excited as I am to watch the Nevada game. But I'm just as excited about having a Bud Light with my Wolfpack buddies. Because if you're like me, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to grab the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Go Pack! Bud Light, official friend of the Nevada Wolfpack. Famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Who's 100 years old and serves Reno's accounting needs? We are. Ide Bailey is celebrating 100 years in business. How? Local roots and national talent, just like the Nevada Wolfpack. We've been proud to grow from a small local firm to one of the top CPA and business advisory firms in the nation. And we didn't reach this milestone alone. Our clients, the community, staff, and partners are part of this incredible journey. Thank you for helping us reach 100. Let's talk. Visit us at IdeBailey.com.
Introducing the all-new Lexus RX 350L, designed for room. Room for a power-folding third row. Room for up to seven. And room for the unexpected. The three-row RXL. It's the RX with room for more. Experience the innovative RXL and RXL hybrid. See Dolan Lexus.
RX 450HL arriving spring 2018.
From his first days on the gridiron to being a Super Bowl champion, Shields has always been right there with Carson Wentz.
Shields was always the place I went for everything. If I needed hockey gear, if I needed football gear, if I needed a baseball bat, glove, cleats, shoes, you name it, I was bothering my parents to take me there to get me whatever I needed, because I was always the kid that was always on the go, always busy, always trying to play something. So Shields had everything I needed.
We're right there with you for all your NFL gear, in-store and online at Shields.com.
It's the Les Schwab Tires Founder Celebration. And unless you work at Les Schwab Tires, you're probably wondering what the heck that is. Well, think President's Day or Memorial Day, except for tires. Of course, nobody takes a day off, and generally there aren't parades or confetti. But you do sure get a great deal on a set of tires, so figure you can throw some popcorn in the air if it strikes you. We'd understand. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
From his first days on the gridiron to being a Super Bowl champion, Shields has always been right there with Carson Wentz.
Shields was always the place I went for everything. If I needed hockey gear, if I needed football gear, if I needed a baseball bat, glove, cleats, shoes, you name it, I was bothering my parents to take me there to get me whatever I needed, because I was always the kid that was always on the go, always busy, always trying to play something. So Shields had everything I needed.
We're right there with you for all your NFL gear, in-store and online at Shields.com.
Who's 100 years old and serves Reno's accounting needs? We are. Ide Bailey is celebrating 100 years in business. How? Local roots and national talent, just like the Nevada Wolf Pack. We've been proud to grow from a small local firm to one of the top CPA and business advisory firms in the nation. And we didn't reach this milestone alone. Our clients, the community, staff, and partners are part of this incredible journey. Thank you for helping us reach 100. Let's talk. Visit us at IdeBailey.com.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. TJ Bruce is with us. Nevada baseball is 3-3. A rain-shortened 1-1 series split at Oral Roberts over the weekend. I guess that's frustrating, TJ. I think you were with the Bruins in 2011 when they attempted to play three games at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo early in the season, got rained out and had to play a doubleheader. It'll just happen sometimes this part of the year. How do you tell your players, or what do you tell your players?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it's frustrating anytime you have to deal with weather. And, you know, we got into Tulsa Wednesday afternoon, and we didn't play till Sunday. So that's a little frustrating, but there again, you know, it's the weather is the weather, and we can't control it. But we did the best thing we could is control we can control, and we worked out Thursday, worked out Friday, worked out Saturday, and we came ready to play. I thought on Sunday, being off for that long and being in a hotel room is, you know, it's really tedious, and there's just not a whole lot to do, and there's always so many meetings you can't have. But for what it was, I thought our guys did a really good job, and they put themselves in a position to sweep a doubleheader, which is really tough. If we would have did some things right in the second game, then we should have walked out of there 2-0 on Sunday. But unfortunately, we kind of shot our own selves in the foot and walked out of there 1-1.
Tell me about that second game. I promise we can talk about game one, which was masterful with Novacheski. But, I mean, to me, it was kind of a classic scenario in that ninth inning where leadoff walk, tempting fate, but you can work around it. And then there was a fly ball that was not caught that, again, I was listening. I wasn't there. But I feel like leadoff walk plus an extra out, and then you're really playing with fire. Is that a fair assessment of what went down?
Yeah, and we were playing with fire, to be honest, John, all day. You know, we did a good job the first game. But the second game was unbelievably pitched. Jake Jackson went seven complete, 13 punch-outs. I mean, if you can't go seven complete, 13 punch outs and carry a no-hitter in the sixth and you can't win a game, you know, that's frustrating from just any coach's standpoint. But, you know, it started going down in about, you know, I saw it in about the fourth inning. And we jumped on the board early in the second game, 2-0 with two outs, which is a big deal. We scored two runs with two outs, and we're up 2-0. And then they retired 9 in a row after that. I thought we had him on the ropes early, especially a starter. I mean, he was at 56 pitches through three innings. So now you're dealing in a pitch count. Now you kind of have him where you want him. And then in the fourth inning, I lean to our coach. They go, you know, they've retired 9 in a row. So I saw it coming a little bit in the fourth. We get into the sixth. Jake Jackson's on the mound. One out, runner first base, a two-hopper ground ball, and we make an error. So sure enough, what's the next batter do? Base hit to right, scores a run. So now you're 2-1. And then it gets into the top of the ninth. Ryan Anderson did a tremendous job in the eighth. Gets in the top of the ninth. And we had first and third with one out. And we're going to safety. And so we try to safety, and we're unfortunate to get that done. And then we strike out. Now you're first and third, two outs, and the next guy strikes out. So there again, another scoring opportunity in the second game that we could have just extended the game. And then, you know, the ninth leadoff walk, next guy sacks. So it's a runner at second base. The tying runs at second base with one out. Pop fly. You know, our second baseman was holding the runner at second, so it's not really his ball. I thought it was our first baseman's. If anybody, it was a first baseman, you know, because we're playing a little deeper and right. And the ball drops, and then you know how that goes. Anytime you give a team extra outs, it just goes. And I thought we did a good job. I thought we did a nice job pitching. I thought we executed a lot of pitches. We couldn't extend the game offensively, and that was really frustrating.
I feel like there have been a couple times this year where the Pack have been in a position where you want to use your phrase, skill, to use your verb, skill. You want to bunt. You want to hit and run. You want to delay action, steal, and then break from third. And I feel like you've been a little bit unlucky. And I want to make sure that fans understand that when you play a certain style of baseball in which the pressure is constantly on the opposition's defense, especially when you have a base runner, that's just part of the mathematics of it, right?
If you were to go into the first game against Oral Roberts, we had three drag or push base hits in the first four innings against a first team All-American. So now you're asking, and he was getting frustrated. His pitch count rose, so he was out of the game in the fifth inning.
Right.
Think about that. This guy's an All-American. He's out of the game in the fifth inning. So a lot of people, you know, that you can make a case both one way or the other. A lot of people, I think, just think, and for lack of better terms, you got to go up there and just bang your way to
right,
a win.
Right.
I'm not that way. I don't come from that school. I come from a school of playing offense, and you do all this stuff early, which we did in the first game. And I call, like I tell our guys, we got to do it early to bang late. And so if they want to open it up, then we'll open it up late in the game and start hitting. But when you got a chance to get guys off the mound, I think that's the other thing, right, is if you notice us playing, we walk in terms of offense. We hit a foul ball, we walk back.
Yep.
Pitcher gets off the mound, he walks back to the mound. A lot of programs don't do it that way. We do it that way to slow the heart rate down because we're understanding of what the opponent's trying to do. So we had their guy in the ropes in the first game. We did a really nice job with him. So to not be able to skill a runner at second base and nobody out in our program, and that guy doesn't score, that's, for lack of better words, that's a cardinal sin in our program.
Right.
You know, that's something that he needs to be moved to third with less than two outs, then he needs to be in some way, shape, or form. And we've had we left 19 runners on base in two games yesterday.
I mean, that
11, yeah, the first game, 8 the second game.
It's the concept to me is not all outs are created equal, right?
Sure.
Right? Like, that's the thing folks have to remember. The other thing I want to talk about is your starting pitching.
Yeah.
You talk about Gomez on Tuesday, Novacheski, you know what you have, but he's brilliant in game one. And then Jackson in game two. I'm curious, is Gomez in the weekend plans or what's going on there? Or do you want to say?
No, it's you know, we're kind of we're playing, you know, every game for us is a national title game, and we're going to use our options in every game and exhaust all those options. And that's partly why we don't announce a rotation besides Novacheski. I think it's pretty safe to say, though, that Nova will be in the rotation, and Jake Jackson, I might get run out of town if Jake Jackson's not in the rotation. But it's safe to say that he'll be in the rotation. And, you know, Dalton's done a really nice job. He's going to start tomorrow at Santa Clara. And if things go to plan, we can use that as a bullpen day and get him his work and hopefully try to get him some more innings throughout the weekend. But we got a few capable guys that can start, and we're tinkering around with that too. And it's, you know, we start the Mountain West so early, we don't have that. We don't have 6 weekends to figure it out. We got to figure it out in 2 weekends. So we're still playing around with the rotation, but those first two guys will be in the rotation this weekend at New Mexico. But the other thing people, I think, don't understand is, and you know this, is how important Tuesday games are.
Huge.
They're their own little season.
Huge.
You know, you got 14 of those things, and if I'm mistaken, and I think you might know this, but when we won a national championship in 2013, I believe we were 14-0 or 13-1 on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I think you're
That's
right.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you've got to send the varsity out on Tuesdays, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, when I played, I mean, the Tuesday games were the guy to get guys their work. You know, now Tuesday games are, I mean, it's on Tuesdays. I mean, you're not going to run out the guys that didn't get at bats or run out some guy, you know, it's on. You're putting the best 9 guys out there on Tuesday to help give you a chance to win that day. And, you know, that's what we're doing. And that's what our team believes in. And we believe in that as a staff. And I was raised that way. And, you know, I was raised the way you're trying to win each game. And that's kind of where we're at and how we deal with things in our program.
And the other thing about Tuesdays is that's a chance. Those are RPI opportunities.
Sure. Yeah. Especially us, because we're on the road so much early. You know, I think when you come out of it, first 6 games were 3-3. You know, should be 4-2 comfortably. That's safe to say. Could be 5-1.
Yeah.
So our guys have done a really nice job, and I know you on paper you go 3-3. And you're kind of like, oh, okay. But our guys are playing hard, and this team's a good team. They're still trying to figure themselves out.
He's TJ Bruce, Nevada baseball head coach. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Stay with us.
It's the Les Schwab Tires Founder Celebration. And unless you work at Les Schwab Tires, you're probably wondering what the heck that is. Well, think President's Day or Memorial Day, except for tires. Of course, nobody takes a day off, and generally there aren't parades or confetti. But you do sure get a great deal on a set of tires, so figure you can throw some popcorn in the air if it strikes you. We'd understand. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
The Pack is back, and it's time to make your way to the world-famous Little Waldorf Saloon. Located just across the street from Mackey Stadium, the Wall is your game day headquarters for Wolfpack games, and we show all UFC fights. We never have a cover, and happy hours from 4 to 7 every day of the week. And make sure to check out the all-new menu featuring our homemade fried chicken and meatloaf dinner. Come on out and enjoy the place where history is made and traditions are celebrated. The Little Waldorf Saloon, your game day headquarters since 1922.
Introducing the all-new Lexus RX 350L, designed for room. Room for a power-folding third row. Room for up to 7. And room for the unexpected. The three-row RXL. It's the RX with room for more. Experience the innovative RXL and RXL hybrid. See Dolan Lexus.
RX 450HL arriving spring 2018.
Nobody should be left out of the pack. Learn how you can help local foster kids in simple ways like mentoring, donating, or volunteering. We're one community and one pack. Help ensure that all Washoe County kids can feel like they're part of the family too. Washoe County Social Services Foster Care and Adoption. For more information on how you can be a hero for a local kid in need, visit haveaheartnv.org.
WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio, take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I rescued Toast from a shelter in 2011. I love Toast because she's a lazy diva. Toast does whatever she wants, obviously. She's sleeping right now. She's so loving. She's so comforting. When I walked into the shelter, I knew right then that she was special.
Toast, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Wolfpack Coaches Show. Josh Hall is with us. The Wolfpack are regular season Mountain West Conference champions for the second year in a row. Have you been part of a successful title defense ever in your sporting career?
No, this is the first time. Last year was the first time I won any major championship. So to be able to defend that and win it back-to-back was an amazing feeling. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to winning as many as possible after this one.
Is it harder to defend than to win the first one?
I think so, because you have a chip on your shoulder, because everybody wants to beat you and everybody knows who you are. Last year, people knew who we were, but we weren't champs. So coming back and being champs in the regular season is a big thing. And so I think it's a lot harder. It takes a lot more focus mentally and physically. So, but I think we handled it very well.
Tell me about Cody Martin asking for the defensive assignment on Prentice Nixon in the Colorado State game. How did that go down?
They kept switching, like, on the pick and rolls, and he went to get through the pick and rolls. So he was just basically like, I got him. Like, I'm not gonna let him keep going off the pick and rolls and, you know, trying to score on our bigs. So it actually helped out a lot, and he actually, you know, played really well on him. And, you know, just when a guy says that, you know, he has a lot of confidence in himself. Whenever a guy says, I want to guard somebody or their best player, you know, and he does that, you know, you can be nothing but excited for him and so happy that he played like that.
But that's the kind of thing where if a guy says that, he's got to actually do it, right? Like, you can't bluff that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like when he said that, I was like, yeah, you must know what you're doing then, because there's absolutely no way you're gonna say that, you know, especially when a guy was getting hot, and you know, just the confidence he had in himself to stop him and to slow him down, and it worked.
Just real quick, I like how Nixon wears his shorts. Do you think that's part of his success?
maybe it gives a little bit of elevation on his shot, because he jumps really high on his jump shot, so maybe that gives him a little elevation.
He wears it old school with the short shorts. All right, so in all seriousness, though, because of Lindsey's injury, you've had more minutes. Does it help you play with more confidence knowing that you are going to have to stay in the game longer just because there aren't that many available bodies?
It helps. Yeah, it absolutely helps. You know, like, it just, no matter, but I have to learn, like, you know, no matter what, if I do play a lot or do not, just to be, always be ready and to be confident no matter what, no matter what the situation is, you know, because there's some, maybe sometimes where I may not still play a lot, you know, but still just to be ready. But it definitely does give me a boost and, you know, just knowing I have to have a bigger role and contribute and just be ready to do whatever it takes to win.
I mean, I've just observing as objectively as I can, I've seen it also with Elijah Foster, and I've seen it with you, because you're going to have to be on the floor more. It seems like you're able to kind of play yourself into a more comfortable position in the game. And I wonder, you know, when that's not the case, when you know you're just going to get sports to come in and come out, I mean, that's got to be really challenging. It's got to be hard to get into your groove.
Yeah, it is a little bit. You know, you just like I said, you just always got to stay ready no matter what. I think that's what I learned in college basketball. You always got to be ready for the moment. You never know what could happen. So I think just staying ready no matter what the situation is, and because you never know what can happen. So I think that's just the biggest thing, just always being ready.
Because you guys have wrapped up the regular season championship, does it change at all how it feels in the practice facility? Does it change how it feels on the bus going to UNLV? Does it change how it feels getting ready for the game? I know you guys are going to approach it the same way. I know Coach Moss is going to insist you make every detailed progression through your process. But does it feel different?
I think it feels different. You know, being able to achieve one of our goals, that was one of our goals this year. And I think now we want to finish out these next two games strong. You know, we don't want to have a share of the title. We want to, you know, have it outright. So I think just proving that and going 16-2, I think that's a big goal. And, you know, we don't want to, you know, if we win, we want, since we won the championship and we lose the next two games, you know, it won't feel the same. So I think just us finish out these next two games strong, just knowing that we won the championship and knowing that we're the best team, we need to, you know, continue to prove that in these next two games.
What about UNLV? They got you at home. You know, that's like seeing a dinosaur on Reunion Street. You don't lose at home very often. What has to be different?
Just mental preparation, and I think just defensively, not having as many lapses. You know, there Javon Morey went, I think he had like 31 points or career high. So I think we just have to play more of a team defense against them and continue to get out to their shooters. They shot really well against us, and they had a lot of tough shots too, but they shot really well. So I think we just got to contain the three-point shooters and also contain their bigs like we did the first game, and just continue to rebound and defend and get out in transition.
Will it help to think about, hey, this is our rival and they got us last time, or does that actually detract from keeping you guys emotionally centered? I always wonder about that with rivalries especially.
I think we'll be even more, you know, amped up for the game just because we lost, especially at home, and we beat them last year. We swept them. So I'm personally, you know, I really want to beat them bad. You know, I don't want to beat them bad. So I'm just looking forward to the game and looking forward to playing them again. And, you know, they talk a lot too. So I really want to get out of them again.
Confirming they talk a lot?
Yes, absolutely. They talk the whole game, after the game. So I'm really looking forward to getting there, not talking during the game, not saying anything until we win the game, and then, you know.
Scoreboard.
Better. Yeah, scoreboard. Yeah, absolutely.
He's Josh Hall. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Stay with us.
Don't miss your shot to win big. Enter the Nissan Diehard Fan Sweepstakes to win a 2018 Rogue, custom wrapped in your team's colors. To enter, go to NissanUSA.com/DiehardFanSweepstakes for your shot to win today. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Nevada Wolfpack. No purchase necessary. Ends 3/31/18. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older.
As the region's healthcare leader, Renown Health has grown to more than 300 providers in 20 locations across northern Nevada. Our insurance company, Hometown Health, offers a wide range of individual, family, and group plans, plus programs to promote the total health of its members. Together, we're working to build healthier communities and a healthier Nevada. As the official insurance plan and healthcare partners of the Wolfpack, we're making sure every victory is a healthy one. Go Pack!
From his first days on the gridiron to being a Super Bowl champion, Shields has always been right there with Carson Wentz.
Shields was always the place I went for everything. If I needed hockey gear, if I needed football gear, if I needed a baseball bat, glove, cleats, shoes, you name it, I was bothering my parents to take me there to get me whatever I needed, because I was always the kid that was always on the go, always busy, always trying to play something. So Shields had everything I needed.
We're right there with you for all your NFL gear, in-store and online at Shields.com.
Introducing the all-new Lexus RX 350L, designed for room. Room for a power-folding third row.
room for up to seven.
Yeah, we should go to that.
And room for the unexpected. The three-row RXL. It's the RX with room for more. Experience the innovative RXL and RXL hybrid. See Dolan Lexus.
RX 450HL arriving spring 2018.
The pack is back, and it's time to make your way to the world-famous Little Waldorf Saloon. Located just across the street from Mackey Stadium, the Wall is your game day headquarters for Wolfpack games, and we show all UFC fights. We never have a cover, and happy hours from 4 to 7 every day of the week. And make sure to check out the all-new menu featuring our homemade fried chicken and meatloaf dinner. Come on out and enjoy the place where history is made and traditions are celebrated. The Little Waldorf Saloon, your game day headquarters since 1922.
As the region's healthcare leader, Renown Health has grown to more than 300 providers in 20 locations across northern Nevada. Our insurance company, Hometown Health, offers a wide range of individual, family, and group plans, plus programs to promote the total health of its members. Together, we're working to build healthier communities and a healthier Nevada. As the official insurance plan and healthcare partners of the Wolfpack, we're making sure every victory is a healthy one. Go Pack!
The winning spirit that drives the Wolfpack student-athletes is rooted in the strength of the communities we all call home in Nevada. As the state's leading mining company, Barrick Gold plays a big role in building strong communities throughout Nevada, where our employees live and work. Today, Barrick continues its support for higher education, the most important asset in any community. We're proud to sponsor the Governor Series and the hundreds of student-athletes that represent our states competing for the Wolfpack and the Running Rebels. At Barrick, we're all for Nevada, no matter who wins the Governor Series.
The Governor Series, presented by NV Energy and Barrick Gold, is an all-sport competition between Nevada's two premier collegiate athletic departments, the Rebels in the South and the Wolfpack in the North. Points will be awarded equally for each sport during the head-to-head competition between the Rebels and the Wolfpack. And the universities will also compete in the classroom, as this series uniquely incorporates points for academic achievement by student-athletes. Follow the standings all season long at NevadaWolfpack.com/Governor Series.
Back on the Wolfpack Coach Show, brought to you by Dolan Lexus. John Ramey with you. Amanda Levins joins us right now. Women's basketball rematching with UNLV tonight at Lawler Event Center. In fact, you have our permission to switch from this interview to the game broadcast. Doug Greenwald has the call right now on 94.1 FM and 1450 AM NBC Sports Radio. The Pack played UNLV in Las Vegas. It was a narrow loss, one of many narrow losses in conference for Nevada this year. It was 77-75 in favor of the Running Rebels on the 7th of February. Coach Levins, what did you like about your team's effort in that game?
I was really proud of our team for our effort and just not giving up. And we had a lot of fight all the way through the final buzzer and actually had a shot from half court to win the game that unfortunately didn't go down. But for us, you know, we're still learning how to like just play more consistently on the road, to start strong, how to maintain. And in that game, it was kind of the story of our conference season. We just had too many lulls or let ups at different points. And, you know, they're a team that in first place tied with Wyoming right now. And against a team like that, you just can't do that.
How is the morale, the esprit de corps? I mean, your team has been in pretty much every game in the conference season, a couple of exceptions, but you guys have been very competitive. You've done some winning this year. You've eclipsed last year's win total. How has the team dealt with these hard lessons? These are just kind of hard basketball lessons.
Yeah, I think we've lost 8 games by like 5-6 or less points or something like that. And so they're heartbreaking losses, you know, to go in the locker room and that feel, it's really tough. And for our team, I've been really proud of the way they've come back to practice and just been eager to learn and get better and grow and try to learn from those mistakes. And unfortunately, in the close losses, usually the reason we haven't been successful is a different reason than the game before that we weren't successful, you know. And so, you know, we learn from one thing and then we kind of make a mistake in another regard. And so, you know, for our team, I've just been proud of the way they've come back and wanted to get better. And I've been really big on, as well as the rest of my staff, just, you know, not being we can't stop believing. You know, we have to keep believing we're going to win when we're in those situations. We have to remain confident because we have come on the other side and won a couple close games. You know, unfortunately, we've lost more close games than we've won. So, like, as a coach, I'm really just trying to keep them in a great place and keep them believing in themselves and just confidence, you know, because in those moments, it's all about, like, your confidence and your mental state. If you don't think you can win, well, you don't have a chance. And so for us, we want to keep putting ourselves in a position to be successful, you know, have it a close game. You know, we're good with that. We just have to, you know, find ways to be successful in those moments.
You've identified one of the things I think is most interesting about coaching. Anybody who's ever played basketball knows that if your team, if you're a coach, makes a mistake that costs them a game, well, you know, you don't really have to tell your players at this level, hey, don't do that. Hey, don't make that turnover. Hey, don't take that ill-advised shot. Hey, make your free throws. There is a little more nuance to it, and you have to decide how and when and how consistently, maybe, or how frequently you come back to these points of emphasis in which or on which you want your team to grow, because you can't just pile on negativity. The team's already feeling bad enough, right, when they lose a close game. So you have to kind of thread a very specific needle where you keep that belief going. I think that's probably the greatest skill of high-level coaches.
Yeah, and I think with our team, like I said, we're doing so many good things, a lot of stuff right, you know, and putting ourselves in a position to be right there at the end of games, and learning to win is a huge skill, you know, and we're still learning, unfortunately, you know. But when we go back to the film room and the teaching moments with our team, you know, we focus as much on what we're doing well, probably more on what we're doing well than what we're not doing well. So, you know, for us in those moments, it's just a matter, it's like the timing of the things that we're not doing well, and, you know, that is kind of biting us right now. And the other thing is we've had the lead a lot in these games. You know, we're losing, you know, by 6 points or less, but we give it back up. And so for our team, we really want them to, like, develop a killer instinct. Like, once we have the lead, there is no way we're giving it back. And we're, you know, we feel it in the game and out of timeouts. We're like, okay, this is it. This is where we have to hang on to it. And we still haven't been able to do that consistently. But I'm hopeful. You know, we have some basketball left to play. We're fighting really hard to finish with a winning record. I think if we can get a winning record, we might have an opportunity to play in a postseason tournament. And that's our goal. We just want to finish strong with these two home games this week and go down to Las Vegas and be playing well and be really confident going into that tournament, because there's so much parity in our conference. I do feel like anybody could win our conference tournament. And so for us, it's like, why not the Nevada Wolfpack?
Amanda Levins is with us on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus, at home against UNLV tonight, Tuesday night, and then on Friday night, 6:30, the tip time, San Diego State in the regular season finale. And then, of course, as Coach Levins just mentioned, the Mountain West tournament starting on Monday, March 5th from Thomas and Mack in Las Vegas. As we promote these final two home games for you guys, you mentioned your team is doing a lot of things well. What are you guys doing well, and where have you improved, or where have you witnessed growth this year with your team?
You know, like, our team offense, we run kind of it's a continuity offense, and watching our games, you know, from 3 weeks ago against both Colorado State and UNLV to right now, I feel like we're so much better in our understanding of how we want to play in a half court set. Defensively, I think our scouting report defense and things like that, it's improved, you know, and people this year, man, have they made shots against us. We'll be right there, or we'll do something right. And, you know, these teams have a lot of confidence when they're playing Nevada right now. And so we talk a lot about how we have to go in and make people miss. But I think that our team, they are working really hard. They play extremely hard. They play together. I think we have each other's backs on the court. And for us in our first year, we just really want to establish our standards of our program. And I think, like, by the end of the season, I'm hopeful that we will have done that. Our team has a great understanding of what's expected of them all the time, both on and off the court, and how we want to play. And I think if people come out and watch us, like, we're fun to watch. We play hard, we play fast, and we just, you know, we work really hard defensively to try to disrupt what people are doing. So I think it is kind of an exciting brand of basketball.
I'm going to ask you to do something you would never allow your players to do, but let's let's look ahead. Will you coach differently in single elimination tournament basketball?
I don't think so. I mean, for us, we're just trying to win every game. So, you know, every single night when we're playing somebody else, that is kind of a single elimination game in our mind. We'll do everything that we need to do to try to win that game. You know, we'll use all of our timeouts. We'll sub. We'll stop the clock to try to set our press, things like that. So I don't think anything will change for us in that situation.
That'll do it for us on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Thanks to all our guests, Eric Musselman, TJ Bruce, Amanda Levins, and Josh Hall. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night, Bud Light Tip-Off Show at 7:30 ahead of the 8 o'clock tip time. Number 21, Nevada at UNLV in the renewal of the great rivalry from Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas. Until then, so long, everybody.
This has been the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, Renown Health, Shields, The Little Waldorf Saloon, and by Nissan. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Wolfpack Sports Network.